Friday morning, that means it's time to check in with our Blue Jean film critic, Chris Bellini. Yes, Disney, all things Disney. That's pretty much my life right now, is all Disney. WandaVision, Disney movies, and we got a new one coming out that's called Raya and the Last Dragon. Chris, I'm pretty excited about seeing this movie.
Well, isn't it exciting that we're going to talk about something that's on the same platform that WandaVision's on?
Yes, very exciting.
Well, okay, let me set the stage for you, because, you know, I got to be honest with you. Until I saw some of the ads, I had no idea this movie was even coming. I was behind the ball and not really seeing this in the works. So imagine, here's the stage. Long ago, humans and dragons, they're living together in harmony in this world called Kumandra. Until the Droon, imagine this evil force shows up, beginning to threaten the land. Dragons sacrifice themselves by transferring all their power into this magic gem. They save humanity. That's the backstory. Some 500 years later, Kumandra is now split apart. The factions are fighting. The magic gem is broken. The Droon's back. But there's one warrior. Guess who it is? Raya. She's back. She's determined to track down the last dragon, Sisu, who's voiced by Awkwafina. She's always great. In order for her to defeat the Droon for good, here's a clip from the film where Raya finds Sisu, and they try to start and figure out a plan.
You're glowing.
Oh, thank you. I use aloe and river slime to maintain my...
No.
Look. Oh, this is my little sister Amba's magic. I got the glow!
Your little sister's magic?
Yeah, every dragon has a unique magic.
Okay, what's yours?
I'm a really strong swimmer.
Wait. You touched this gem piece and it gave you powers. You know what this means, right?
I no longer need a nightlight.
What? No! You're still connected to the gem's magic, and that means you can still use it to save the world.
Oh, wow. So we're saving the world? I'm excited about this.
The world. Okay, here's the thing. Let's talk Disney, because you played the tune nostalgic. We know when we talk Disney, the animation's going to look fantastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool, because they have these five feuding factions in Kumandra. Each has a different look, has a different landscape. It could be a desert. It could be a snow world. So the animators really did a great job of bringing those diverse worlds to life. And even the movement of the dragons and those glows all looks great. I will say on one thing, because people may bring this up, I do think the film is predictable, and that happens in movies like this. So a lot of the twists and turns aren't really twists and turns. And actually, early on in the film, I watched it with my family. My daughter kind of called something out, going, it's not going to be when this happens, is it? Aside from that, though, you got to look at it for what it is. It's fun. It's a moving film. A lot of amusing moments. I think you kind of heard a little flavor between there with Ryan Fuchs. They're very likable, the humorous characters. Same time, you'll be able to see them in danger, and it's believable. And this is one of those movies when you talk to Disney, you're going to be emotionally invested, right? You're going to connect to the characters. You're going to be rooting for them from the start. And when you get engaged that early, it's really going to carry you, you know, kind of carry you through the film. So it may be predictable, but come on, the emotional moment's the important thing. It elevates the movie. I really like the fact, though, I know people may think it's sappy. You know, she's going to go on this journey trying to save the world, thinking that it's just going to be about magic. But, of course, she's going to learn that it's going to be about other things like trust. And she's going to try to unite all the factions. But you know what? It's a great setup for a worthwhile ending. And I think what it is, I've been watching a lot of, you know, award, you know, Critics' Choice Awards is on this week, Oscars is on the thing. So I've been watching all these Oscar contender films, and they're heavy and they're dark. I think this movie was just a great change of pace. And I think it's one of those things you can watch with everybody.
Fun.
I think when everyone loves it, it's a good sign. So here's the thing, though. It is an upcharge when you're on.
Right, doesn't it cost like $30 or something extra to watch it?
I didn't check. That would sound right, because Mulan was $30. So I would say, look, you know what? That is a little pricey. But then I'd say put it into context. Maybe if you're single and you want to watch it by yourself, maybe it is a little pricey. Maybe you wait a few months when it comes on for free. But if you got a family,
you're
in the house, they're looking for something to do, divvy that up, and $29.99 is going to be cheaper than taking four people to the movies. And the popcorn is going to be a lot cheaper at home,
right,
too. So in that case, definitely, I think, worth the watch. I mean, I was very surprised, because I didn't know nothing about it. So when I went into this, I wasn't expecting anything. And, of course, that's the best platform.
Yeah,
really enjoying a movie.
And some amazing actor voices in this as well, so that's going to be really fun. And then, of course, WandaVision, last episode. I did get up early this morning, and I have to tell you.
How did you feel?
Good. My heart stopped for just 1 second, though, because when I initially tried to start the show, it said, sorry, this is not available. I'm like, what's going on? on, stop, stop. But then I just reloaded
like
and it came
stop,
back.
Like, oh my, I'm crushed, or heart stop, like, you better get this on right now.
It was a combination of those two things. But the series now has come to a completion, and like all good Marvels, it answers some questions and then gives you a bunch more questions. So it was really fun ride. And for those people who don't have, you know, patience to wait week after week, as we're so like spoiled in this binge-worthy world, now they're all out, so you could watch the whole thing if you wanted to.
Well, is that ending? Did you? Cause Marvel always gives you more questions, but at the same time, they always leave you satisfied. Did you get that satisfied feeling like I'm complete now? I'll see the next. Okay, good.
I did. Yeah. There's a couple of things that I'm like, I wish they had said something, but it's not to the point where I'm like, oh, that ruined the ending for me. So it's still really good. And I also just really loved the timing of this because Wanda is in this bubble, right? And don't we all feel like we're in a bubble right now? I heard Colbert do an interview yesterday with Paul Bettany, and he echoed that too. It's like the timing of this, we're all feel stuck, kind of like Wanda. And so it's a very relatable series for right now. It's very fun. And then you said the Critics' Choice is happening this weekend?
Oh, yes, Sunday, 7 p.m., the CW of television, film. We're all handing out the awards. With on the heel of the Golden Globes, I can't see. I'm excited to see. I think we may be going in some different directions. I don't know, but I'm a award show fan, as you can tell. So.
Yes.
Definitely well, worth the watch to see who's coming into the contender for Oscars.
Exactly. Always a good way to sort of hone your choices and fill out your card for when you what you think is going to win those big top awards. Thanks so much, Chris, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
All right. Have a great weekend.
That is Chris Bellini. He is our Blue Jean film critic.